Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. The 11th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated with great enthusiasm across India and the world. This year's theme is Yoga for One Earth, One Health, highlights the deep connection between individual well-being and planetary health, echoing the Indian ethos of Sarve Santu Nirmaya, meaning may all be free from disease. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is leading the nation from Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, performing the common yoga protocol with over 3 lakh participants. This massive demonstration is being held as part of the Yoga Sangam initiative, which includes synchronized sessions at over 1 lakh locations across the country. The event is taking place across a 26-kilometer stretch from RK Beach in Visakhapatnam to Bugapuram, with the event aiming to set a new Guinness World Record. Globally, Indian embassies and cultural centers are hosting yoga demonstrations, while a major celebration is being held at the UN headquarters in New York.
लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
Along with the rest of the world, Nagaland is celebrating the 11th International Yoga Day today. Several activities are being organized at various locations across the state, including a state-level event being organized by National Ayush Mission, Health Department Nagaland, and the Department of Youth Resources and Sports at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima this morning. Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak, along with officials from the Health, YRS Department, students, NCC, NSS, among others, are taking part in the Common Yoga Protocol. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak stated that India has always upheld the principle of peaceful coexistence at the international level with a strong emphasis on mutual respect. Speaking at the ongoing second parliamentary conference on interfaith dialogue in Rome, Ms. Konyak said that India continues to build on its civilizational ethos even in the face of intimidating forces and adheres to the principles of non-interference and non-intervention as core values in international relations.
We have always professed the idea of peaceful coexistence at the international level through Panchship, which emphasizes mutual respect for each other's territorial integrity and sovereignty, mutual non-aggression, mutual non-interference, equality, mutual benefit, and peaceful coexistence.
During the high-level panel discussion on countering hatred based on religion or belief, the MP highlighted that India is home to a diverse population encompassing various religions, ethnicities, cultures, and linguistic backgrounds. She commended the conference as a positive and constructive step towards unity, cooperation, and the collective effort to build a safe, peaceful, and prosperous future for both people and the planet. The second parliamentary conference on interfaith dialogue is currently taking place in Rome, Italy, having commenced on June 19 and concluding today. The event is organized by the Inter-Parliamentary Union and the Italian Parliament in collaboration with Religions for Peace. Coinciding with International Yoga Day, World Music Day is being celebrated today. Also known as Fête de la Musique in French, meaning make music, it is an annual celebration that promotes the power of music and its universal language. Musicians and music lovers around the world come together to perform and enjoy various genres of music on this day. The theme for World Music Day 2025 is Healing Through Harmony. This year's theme highlights music's role as a source of emotional healing, stress relief, and social unity. Nagaland is also joining the celebration with musicians from across the state set to perform at various gigs and concerts throughout the day. And the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with MyGov has invited citizens to participate in a nationwide creative challenge, Badalta Bharat Mera Anubhav campaign. The campaign is aimed to celebrate the 11 years of visionary leadership, unprecedented development and transformative governance of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.